The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Well, short show. I didn't talk about nothing.
Go ahead. You didn't talk about what?
I didn't talk about anything having to do with my trip that went on at the end of July. I mean,
did you want to talk about that?
I don't think so. I think so much time has passed that I've lost the enthusiasm. If you really want to know about it, you'd have to go back to the bigfattyonline.com.
Well, I was going to say you pretty much had a running commentary on his show with it.
Exactly. So, yeah.
You're so over it.
Never again. That's all
I'll
say.
Well, isn't that what you said? Never again?
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You'd have to go back to the Big Fatty. Never again.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3528 of the BFO for Friday, the 13th of August, 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, we're gonna try to catch up on some voice letters. Yes, be petty. Lucky somethings, Big Fatty, Lucky somethings. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. Friday the 13th. You know, there's lots of superstitions. One moment, please. About Friday the 13th, you know, lots of amazing things happen on Friday the 13th. Lots of people put their hopes in things that they hope will happen on Friday the 13th, and other people just curl up in a ball and watch the Waltons. Big Fatty!
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today the 13th of August, y'all, is a very important anniversarium. Y'all met these people a couple of times, once in Las Vegas and once at their mansion in Walnut Hills. Y'all, I was treated to mayonnaise and avocado and tomato salad and lots of gin and dancing. Y'all, they're just two of the nicest people you'll ever meet, and they're cruise whores. Yes, Big Fatty, and they embrace it too. They embrace it, but y'all, if you see the old gal or Myron on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy anniversary. Big Fatty, are they still accepting gifts at P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California 91367? No. So, anyway, y'all, if you see them on the social medias, wish them happy anniversary.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I see y'all this weekend on Saturday, the 14th. Y'all, it is one of the most important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person face to face. Yes, Big Betty. Back when I was living in the fat cave, and y'all, this will just tell you something about this person. He's originally from Boston. Brian in Boston knows him. and was taking his sons to Rat World, but y'all, he flew into Rat World a day early and drove from Orlando to Charleston just to be able to see and spend time with Big Fatty. Big Fatty, y'all, he's just one of the most special people that Big Fatty knows. Y'all, I know that things may not be so great where he is now. Y'all, he's down there in the future. He's in the future, and I know down there in the future, things are kind of rough on the Krakatoa virus. And anyway, y'all, I'll y'all, may I just say, he may be my very first straight boyfriend. Y'all, he's hot. He's just hot. And he likes to surf, too. Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Straight Bob. Big Fatty, we love Straight Bob. We do love Straight Bob. And y'all, if I could give Straight Bob anything for his celebration of exiting the birth canal, Big Fatty, you're going to make it ugly. I promise I'm not going to make it ugly. I would try to figure out a way to resurrect the ham map. Y'all, Straight Bob loved the ham map. So, anyway, y'all, I don't think Straight Bob's on the 20, but he may be on the face space. So if you see him over there, or if you know Brian in Boston, he knows how to get in touch with him. Big Fatty, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Just be funny.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Now, y'all, I usually play my voice letters in order as they come in. But y'all, as I mentioned before, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, sent me a celebration of exiting the birth canal a giftette in the form of a voice letter. And y'all, I just about shat myself. Y'all, there's a video that goes with it, and if I can figure out how to add it to the www, you can see it. But if I can't, then you won't be able to see it. But you'll at least be able to hear it. Here we go.
What's up, Big Fatty? This is Jake C, and I have a message from Chris. Well, Chris told me that it's your birthday, so I want to wish you the best, most amazing birthday ever. And I hope you're having an amazing birthday week, an amazing birthday month. And I'm sending you so many hugs and so many kisses. And I want you to enjoy, I don't know if you're in Tennessee or not, but I want you to enjoy your day and your birthday and don't do anything because it's such a special day. So please accept my happy birthdays and bye.
Now y'all, if you watch the Big Brother app, y'all, that is JC. He was the little person on Big Brother app a few years ago. And y'all, there's evidently some kind of thing where you can get celebrities to wish you a happy happy birthday. And Chris got JC to do that for me. And a Big Fatty, you think he had to pay for that? Well. Probably. But Chris, thank you so much for that. I was absolutely knocked on my Big Fatty. We don't need to hear about you getting knocked up.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shoggetti. How are you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm all right.
Oh, good. I hear the crickets.
I'm playing nursemaid to Ick today.
Oh, are you?
I don't know if you heard the news, but
no.
Ick is pregnant.
Oh! Oh, what are you doing?
Oh!
Have you got me that toast yet?
Oh!
Sorry, Ick, I'm just making the toast.
Are you nursing him with your bazoom?
Okay,
bosom?
I won't. I'm just talking to Big Fatty.
Draw him Fatty. Close to your bosom.
Yes, Big Fatty, poor old Ick.
No,
not only is he pregnant.
Poor Nick. I mean,
we don't quite know how it works with aliens.
No.
But we know
how it works.
Moment, so he's laid up in bed. Waving his tentacles about.
Oh.
I said tentacles.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
We're sort of... All yeah. running around.
Okay.
Bringing him teas and coffees and cold drinks, cold drinks.
I'm having tea
toast
now.
And biscuits and...
The throat.
Yeah.
Oh, is the toast ready yet?
Do what?
No, Ig, it's not. Just another minute or so.
Oh.
Okay, hurry up.
Do you watch...
I'm sorry, all right.
Do you watch...
Sorry, Big Fatty.
Love Island?
He's quite the taskmaster, is Ig.
Oh, yes.
But anyway...
You're his bitch.
I don't think I've got any news particularly.
Okay.
It's just that it's quite hot. Although,
yes, it's
I'm
hot.
Sure... It's not hot by standards of where you live, but
you know
us Brits, we don't get hot weather very often, and when it comes,
when you're hot,
we all melt.
You're hot. You're like that witch. You just melt.
The toast isn't ready yet, Ick. I told you, another 30 seconds, it'll pop up when it's ready.
Are you smelling toast?
What about the tea?
The kettle is boiled.
Oh, the kettle.
The kettle is boiled, Big Fatty.
Oh, thank goodness.
I always find it very strange.
Yes, me too.
When I hear that in the States, a lot of people don't have electric kettles. They have...
No!
They make tea in a kettle on a stove or stick it in the microwave or something.
Yes, I put a cup in the microwave.
I think every single house in the UK has an electric kettle where you just press it and it heats the water and bing.
But you also have those scones.
How do you make tea? Do you make tea?
Yes, I just told you.
I just saw the toast to pop up.
Oh, the toast.
All right.
Are you having a stroke?
I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
Oh, cold.
Put in some jam.
No, it won't be cold.
And make sure that the water is boiling.
Oh.
I don't want my tea cold either.
He's kind of bitchy.
I'm surprised you want tea in this weather.
Yes.
Don't question me.
Don't question him.
I won't. I'm coming. I'm going to do it.
Oh, you're coming?
Sorry, Big Fatty. I really must go.
You're his
yes.
bitch.
I hope you're okay. I hope you're okay, Poodle.
Yeah.
Just got to go make this gentleman's tea.
Oh.
And toast.
Oh, yes.
And
tea and
I'll
toast.
Speak to you again soon.
Tea.
All right. Bye-bye
toast.
For now.
Hurry up, Paul. My toast is getting cold.
Okay.
I'm doing it. Blimey. Dear.
I guess y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. It's been a while. And I'm sorry that you're having to be ex-bitch. Ready, but, somebody's got to do it.
So Ninny comes in the driveway on Friday night and her driver's side headlight is out. And so Smelly goes and takes it out and puts it back in and it came back on. So it wasn't the bulb. And then the next day or Sunday it was off. So I call the body shop and say, can you please check this bulb or whatever? Do you guys do this? And they say, yeah. So they do. So we go and we drop it off and then we go to pick it up and it's not done yet. And so they're going to look at it one more time because they can't find anything after I explained to them what the real problem was. And so then I go to pick it up and they said no charge because we didn't fix it for you. Anyway, it's a former classmate of mine when I went to public school and his wife or whatever. But how nice is that? I was expecting to seriously have to pay at least $210 for them digging around the light bulb for 3 hours. Plus, they clean the battery cables for free.
Yeah, because they yell that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And,
Woodhaven.
Big Fatty, was she drinking tea? Maybe Shy Yeti made her tea, too. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. You know, it's nice. It's just nice when people do little things like that, and it just means the world to you. And they didn't have to do it, but y'all, it's just, y'all do something nice for somebody. We all need a little more nicety in our lives. Yes, Big Fatty, when are you going to do something nice for me? Well, I'm going to let you play the next voice letter. Oh, okay.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Epilui, Peter Potamus, etc. And I just wanted to first call and say that was so sweet of you to help cover the tax bill of the folks who'd moved into the Hatt's house. I think I live very close to or even in the township where the Hatts formerly resided. And so, yeah, taxes around here have been interesting. It used to be that we had a ridiculously high millage rate and a ridiculously low home appraisement. So you'd be getting a home appraisement of like 50% the value of your house for your tax bill. And a couple of years ago, the township decided to go, oh, we're going to make the appraisal more accurate to what it actually is, reflect the numbers, but we're going to lower the millage rate so that your tax bill shouldn't change too much. And it didn't work. A lot of people were noticing that their tax bill went up by pretty much enough money to tickle their escrow accounts. And anything where like the bank is going to call you and say, we're going to need to pull more money out month to month to cover this. The town hall is, I'm sure, almost caught on fire from the amount of people calling the poor comptroller. And so basically they then went, okay, if you're here, we're going to set in a grandfather rate that pretty much only allows it to increase so much year per year if you've already been here. But anyone moving in here new gets the new millage rate and the new appraisal rate. And so don't trust anything of like what the old residents were paying in taxes in this city, because if you've moved here, it's going to be higher. So, but yes, that was, if they ever seek any explanation for why that happened, there you go. But otherwise, I hope you're having a good day. And once again, that was so sweet of you to do. And yeah, you're helping make the world a better place. Hope you're having a good one. Talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, that, of course, is Epiludi, Peterpotamus, if you will. And, Peter, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, yes, I think that the way you describe that taxing situation is exactly right. And but, you know, y'all, if you're just fair with everybody, just do the right thing and be fair. And the world is just works out to be a better place. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Hey, it's from Tampa. Man, I am just so impressed by the Pride 48 technological infrastructure. I mean, can you patch me in to talk to Kathy Bacon? I would love that. I don't know. We might have to jump through Spectrum or Fios or Daniel J. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. Oops. I'm getting glared at by Karl Lagerfeld. I think that means I got to run. Okay. Ciao, babe. Love ya.
Oh, dear. I got to say, y'all, that, of course, is Guru Nudie from Tampa. And y'all, I am just thrilled. I am just thrilled that Guru Nudie is back in the fold, so to speak, and that he's participating, and we get to hear his dulcet tones. And it's just nice. And y'all, I don't have time for any more voice letters today, but I will let you know that I have heard from Patty Bacon. Oh, Big Patty, I've been worried sick about her. I know I have too. And she's doing well. And y'all, I got a lot of mechanical birthday cards. And one of them was Dolly Parton singing my name. And there was another one, some cows singing to me, and Big Fatty, okay. And, but y'all, I also heard from Julie. You know, we hadn't heard from Julie in a month of Sundays. Y'all, she's moved out into the country and is loving it, and she just decided she needed some vulgarness back in her life, so she's listening again. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Hat Show, the Toque and Beanie, and Dr. Stone. Want to come to Hot Dog Down the Hallway?
You'd have to go back to the Big Fatty Never Again.
Oh, we'll have a weenie for
you. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.